I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Congolese government has forbidden Russian-made commercial planes to carry passengers due to the number of recent crashes. After another deadly crash last week, Congo fired its transport minister. Grace Ministries International's Sam Vinton says the transportation problems add up to big trouble for them because Mission Aviation Fellowship was forced to evacuate its base in eastern Congo.
That is creating some real problems as how we not only transport medicines and supplies into the interior, but the matter of the transportation of missionaries.
Next, a well-known pastor of an Eritrean church was arrested and imprisoned October 1st, according to Voice of the Martyrs Canada sources. This is the second imprisonment for this church leader in the last 2 years. In his first arrest, he was released after nearly 10 months of imprisonment in the Sawa military camp. This church leader's arrest follows the recent imprisonment of an evangelist who is also a minister in the same church. Pray for their continued boldness. And Far East Broadcasting Company has created a radio campaign to improve the perceptions Russians have of foster families. Viktor Akhtarov says there's a stigma attached to fostering, so finding foster parents for Russia's 1 million orphans is a challenge. FEBC hopes their programs will not only provide the hope of Christ, but also help transform hearts toward this ministry.
We have a special weekly program now, and we are going to be expanding that on that program and creating a huge campaign talking about what foster parents do, what challenges they have, what rewards, and why this is a good thing to do.
Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also do it safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.